Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Jane Fritz. My theme for this week's poetry is the beauty and fragility of wildlife and what its survival may mean to us. Today, I'm reading Bones in the River by Jonathan Johnson. Bones in the River for Dan Morris. Here is your narrative and your narrative place. A confusion of elk bones, amber through amber meltwater, and drawn out along the siltbed bow of Slough Creek. Friend, what besides hunger invents the world? Snow and rock-toothed mandible of the Apsaroka? Parabola of 100 million spruce needles sloping to end in this valley floor of close grasses for the elk. The elk for the wolves? Downstream in the narrows before the falls, where the weight of water first pulls the taut surface into a thigh flexed in the shadow of sheer rock, and the low air smells wet and cool, the river parts for a boulder. There, the owl stood on his talons, neither threat nor threatened, to cough up a molecule the size of a woman's thumb. Even bald, firm, dry fur and tiny claws weigh less than you imagine. Hold it in the hollow of your hand. When you are ready to begin, your earth will need a heart for its first lover. That was Bones in the River by Jonathan Johnson, who teaches at Eastern Washington University. It is from his book, In the Land We Imagined Ourselves, published by Carnegie Mellon University Press. For the Poetry Moment, I'm Jane Fritz.